This episode is the live recording made at FearTheCon 3. While the recording quality is better than last year, it's still not up to our usual standards, and an unexpected hardware glitch didn't get worked out until about 10 minutes into the recording. However, it was still an incredible experience that we felt was worth sharing with the community, and whether you were there or not, I hope you enjoy the show. It's Friday, March 19th, 2010, and you're listening to episode 185 of Fear the Boot, a show about tabletop role-playing games and a little bit more. Running time for this episode is 1 hour and 4 minutes.
Welcome to Fear the Boot. My name is Dan.
My name is Pat.
My name is Chris.
This is Wayne.
My name is Chad.
And this
and
is...
Everybody! So we'd like to welcome you guys sitting at home to FearTheCon 3, and we're hoping the sound quality is a little bit better than last year's, but I promise nothing, so I apologize in advance if this is horrible and difficult to hear. Before we get down to what we're going to talk about here, there's something I want to point out, because this is a Fear the Boot first. We know some of the clan, of course, because I'm on the podcast, Tex is on the podcast. Sometimes the other folks get mentioned, but my parents are actually here at FearTheCon 3, so...
So, does that mean Pat and I have to behave now? Is that the problem?
I think no. I think it's too late for that.
You let me sit here for the past 20 minutes without telling me that.
We've already used the word sexing alliteration. Thank you very much.
I will say, you know, there's been a high number of chaperoning at this con. I did not realize that we weren't adult enough to not have to be chaperoned. Thursday night it was Johnny G's parents. Yesterday it was Chad's parents. Yeah. I mean, what's going on with this?
Actually, you know what? With Johnny G's parents, it was kind of funny because it was at wing night. When they walked in, they didn't look like they belonged. And they had this wide-eyed look on their face like, you know, I think this is the banquet we're supposed to be at, but it just doesn't quite look right.
And the reaction in the room is kind of the same reaction like when a hot chick walks into a comic store. It's sort of like... Right. It's just like, what are they doing? Don't they know that this is not the crowd they're supposed to be?
It was like one of those hushes over the entire crowd until they could find someone they could key off of.
You guys have a lot of things to say, and most of them are stupid. So I'd like to point out that we're also joined by another special guest.
That's right.
We have with us Lord Fowl.
Isn't that great? On the mic.
Yeah, hey, on the mic.
Thanks. <it. laughs>
If you're not on the forums or on crack, you have no idea what we're talking about. So what we did, just as a kind of a experimental process, give people a sense of how this works, is we had the audience pick our topics. And the first topic they wanted to talk about was Fear the Con and conventions in general. We got some things, for example, like the differences in feel between small cons and big cons. So when you're deciding, you know, during a year what you want to attend, which ones you're going to pick. So I'm wondering if we can get one of you guys to come up here and kick this topic off for us. That is a brave man. Yeah. All right, so
before this man starts, I want everybody.
Yeah, get up the tape measure so we can.
Before this gentleman starts, I want everybody in the room to give him a big thank you. He's the reason why you have your dice. The Fear the Con.
Oh, yeah! Thank you! So, that being the case, Derek, go ahead and introduce yourself and then.
My name is Derek Newson. Thank you for reminding me who I am. It's a lot weird in this place. As far as the differences between small cons and large cons, it was brought up when I was running last lot. Someone actually brought up how it was very intimate in a small con. I'm sure you go there. But in a large con, I was thinking about it after he said that, and I was like, there's a lot more you can do at a larger con. Especially like Gen Con, you can do like offer stuff. There's just a lot of weird things going on that you would never see elsewhere. But I was like, I'm trying to decide which one would I prefer, and I was like, you know, they both have their merits. For instance, with a smaller con, you can see a lot more of the regional artists that you wouldn't normally see at at LarsCon because I couldn't actually afford the booth space instead of like $10,000 like Gen Con or something crazy like that. Or and you see a lot of the more local gaming stores like we have up here now. And so it just is, each has their own merit. I'm just curious as to how you guys feel. I mean, do you prefer to have more of a smaller setting where you know everybody that's in the con eventually by the end of it, or do you find yourself like, you know, I want more choice?
I've always heard it's less about the size of the con and more about how you use it. But in all seriousness, I said this on the forum and I'll say it again here. This con is like a family reunion without all the drama.
You stole it from me!
Yes, I did.
I'd have to say that when I go to something like Gen Con, I mean, I'm surrounded by a zillion people, but the people I hang out with are all the fans of Fear the Boot. And we have a saying, Fear the Con Indie. And that's what I do when I go to Gen Con. Yeah, all the big names and people and all the stuff. I mean, that's cool and all, but...
Well, and I wonder if that plays into it, because I was going to say that, for me, they're both different things. I don't know that I can say I prefer one to the other, because, just like he described, the beauty of a small con is you get to know the people, you really get to build connections. Heck, some people build gaming groups out of even this convention, and there's a real connection you can make there. You can't make it a big con as easily. What a big con offers is spectacle. The huge dealer halls, the big displays, the releases of major game titles and such. But I wonder if, at least for, like, Chad, you and me, maybe not so much Chris, but Chad, for you and me, we are so apathetic about the industry itself that it's like, holy crap, it's Mr. So-and-so who created Crappy Generic Wizard number 3, and we're not all like, yeah, I got to go shake his hand. And
wow.
We definitely hit a topic
so,
here.
So as Dan is saying these innocuous comments, apparently they're controversial comments because a whole lot of people stood up and got in line with the mic.
Thankfully, yeah. They are not armed.
Well, that we know of.
You know, it's really, what I would say, Dan, I think you're right. It's two different types of excitement for someone like me. And there's coming here, the enthusiasm to sit down and play the games we're going to play, and meeting the people and seeing everybody because of the community and what's been generated, that's what does it for me. But it is a spectacle with the larger con that I think matters. But at the same time, the people you, for the most part, hang out with are people, again, that you know, but there still is this, the size, in this case, does matter because of what happens, but you can't escape the coolness of the intimacy that it comes.
Right, and I think, about my joke aside, you know, that's really what I was driving at, is that when I go to a con, it's about the people I'm going to interact with and I want to meet. And the people that I want to interact with and meet are the people that are sitting in this room, yeah, or the people on the forums that weren't able to make it or whatever. It's not some author or artist or whatever. And if people want to go for that, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, like I said, my joke aside, that's perfectly
even
cool.
When we do,
it's just not my thing.
Even when we do our Gen Con coverage, you know, what I try and do is that we stick a microphone in people's face, and that completely failed last Gen Con because we had technical problems. But we stick a camera in somebody's face and talk to them. I don't care if they're the president of a company or they've written a multi-million bestseller or they're just some dude trying to put out a PDF for the first time. They're there to push a product, and that's cool, but I want to know who they are. I want to know why they're into gaming, and I want to get to know them, and I want to present that aspect of it.
So you know, let's go ahead and pass it over to somebody else here. Go ahead and introduce yourself and fire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Barnes.
And he is a doctor.
He is an actual
You're
doctor.
A doctor of things, I've heard.
And you know, I say doctor because I just got a PhD. It just feels so cool to say.
Hey, you earned it. Congratulations.
The thing that you have to remember, you talk about, you know, smaller regional cons and larger cons.
No, you're a doctor. Say, science says.
3 out of 4 doctors agree that, you know, you've got your small regional cons and you've got your larger cons, and then there's Fear the Con. Fear the Con is not in any way, shape, or form representative of any of, and I go to a lot of cons, it's nowhere even near any of the you know, smaller regional cons I've been to. I've been to cons that are twice the size of FearCon, and less than half as fun. Largely because you've got a FearCon community, which creates a community at the con. I've gone to conventions with a dozen people at, you know, a small regional con, and
I never hang out with anyone but those people because everyone else is, you know, smelly or creepy or just in general. They exude that sort of aura of you don't want to be near me.
Pat does get to a lot of cons.
He really does.
I say we have been hanging out together a little bit, haven't we, Bob?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little.
You know, Bob, you've hit on a big thing for me, and that's this community. I've been over the past year and a half. I've been blown away by this community so many times. You guys just amaze me. And when it comes to the con, we had people here almost a week before the con showing up. We had gatherings days before the con. That amazes me. People are coming this far that much early. And even the people that are here, you know, there's an effort to give a game for Stacy, who was down running the kitchen. You know, the fact that you guys thought about something like that. Chad and I have a friend that's a non-gamer that shows up, and you guys brought him in. You talked to him. He has people walking up to him, talking to him like he's, you know, just a part of the community. And he told me afterwards that he was just blown away by that as well. He never expected anything like that, and I don't think there's a way to explain it to someone until they've experienced it.
Also, community. All right, go ahead.
Hi, I go by Aaron Stack on the forums, and I'm used to my voice thundering across the plains here.
So oh, no, you are.
I overestimate fine, myself. So. Okay. But I did want to second that as far as the community, because my first con, this is my second con, my first con...
I interrupt you just to tell the listeners at home, this is not, in fact, Luke.
This is not, in fact, Luke. I am not Luke in disguise. I am not Luke's clone. Unrelated to Luke in any way. I'm not even a real fake doctor, so...
he is here, and he will fight you.
Luke approaches the mic.
I gave Luke bullshit about this for about 18 months on this show.
I want to hear a comparison. Luke, yep. Say something.
I'm Luke.
But you guys know my voice. Come on. I don't sound like this guy. I might kind of look like this guy, but that's about it.
I was walking by rooms and thought you were in them because he was talking.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Talk some more.
All right, and we're talking some more. this is a voice test.
Trust me, I'm a doctor. It's the same person.
Oh, man.
One out of two doctors disagrees with this assessment. Just so you know.
Yeah, but only one of them's a real doctor, so that's all that matters.
All right, I'm sorry.
Anyway,
actually, I'm not. But go ahead.
Inside jokes aside, I did want to
do the Hawaii symbol.
Yeah, the what? The shocker, you know. anyway, what was I? Oh, I was saying about the community. My first con was Gen Con last year. And it was completely overwhelming as a first-time con-goer because everything is so impersonal. Like, if you're not there for a specific game, if you're not there to buy the stuff that is being hawked on the dealer floor, I found myself just surrounded by a very impersonal atmosphere. But here, it's just like you guys keep saying, it's like a family. Everybody is getting together to have a lot of fun, and you can just walk up to anybody and start a conversation about whatever random crap. It doesn't even have to be about gaming. It could be about, you know, movies. It could be about cigars. It could be about whatever. So it's just been a very enriching experience, and it's definitely coming off of a first Gen Con. It is so radically different, I can't even compare it to anything else.
Really, to compare the two, it's tremendously different in a lot of ways. And it's not makes one worse than the other, but it's definitely two different experiences. No doubt about it.
I'm curious here, of the people that have been to cons sitting in the audience, how many of you have ever gone to a large con, even a midsize? Let's just say, you know, thousands of people on up, so 3,000 through Gen Con's 30 or 40, whatever 1,000 they have, and only known one or two people or maybe even been there alone. How many people have done that? Yeah, I've seen a room full of hands. Okay, and did that, I mean, was that intimidating? I mean, wasn't it? Yeah, I mean, I've been there in that situation a few times where I walk into a con and I just don't know anybody there. And, yeah, how do you connect with anybody? How do you...
You know what blew me away, Dan? The pre-con party when I walk into Maryland Yards and about 20 people all look over at the door and scream, Wayne! That blew me away. It's like, wow!
Wayne has fanboys.
Okay. That is surprising. I have a completely opposite experience than that.
Okay.
I run a Gen Con game, and the first time I actually ran a Gen Con, I met two, three people that played in my consecutive games the next couple of years. I developed a friendship with those people, and...
Let me ask you a question, though, that. Do you think that has a lot to do with the fact that your very first statement, you ran games? Because if you're a player, you don't have to interact with everybody at the table, at least not real deeply. You know, you don't have to explain the rules to them and mm-hmm. explain the characters to them. Mm-hmm. And so you don't... I mean, I'll tell you right now, when I play in a game, I may enjoy it and like the people. Mm-hmm. When I run a game, I get to know the people. And do you think some of the fact that you built those friendships was because you came and ran games, whereas if you had come and just played, you may not have developed those relationships?
It was certainly stronger, but I've had relationships that friendships okay. I've had that where I've played games before, and I would see them throughout the con, and we would sort of say, oh, you're going to go to that game? Okay, let's go to that game. And right now it may seem like I'm personable, but I'm actually quite of a not... a shy person. I'm not outgoing at all.
Right.
So, I mean, it's weird because you're there for something. So it helps a little bit with the social dynamic in that. But, I mean, eventually I moved to Indianapolis because, A, I was sick and tired of living in Arkansas. And B, the friends that I developed during those games, I moved to... you know, hang out with them, live with them, because we formed a really good gaming group there. So it's sort of weird. And you guys were talking about this. I think that really there's three types of cons. One which is specific to this because we're here because of the podcast. There's a second which is, someone was saying, regional because you just like general gaming. And then the third is the big cons because really we're here because you guys have this podcast and we're listening to the podcast and ostensibly
we're
most
here because
of what
you guys listen to our podcast.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that there is that third category now too, so.
Okay.
Can I just ask you one question? Sure. If you're not an outgoing person, why does your shirt say, ask me about my colonoscopy?
Because it's an interesting story and I get to freak and gross a lot of people out. And, you know, grossing people out is a lot of fun. Making people uncomfortable is a lot of fun. You should try it.
Did you see any picture that was taken of me with Pat in the vicinity?
Yeah, I know.
All right. There's a column blocking my view. So whoever's next up, walk forward. I can't even see you.
Hi, my name's Ted.
Evil twin.
That's right. That's me. My name is Ted. I'm down here from West Hartford, Connecticut.
Awesome.
Yes. I've been to our local medium to large size con, Kineticon, 2 years running now. This is my first con of any other kind. And the thing that I've noticed the most is that when I went to Kineticon, there's all this programming, there's all these different things, there's anime, there's movies, there's games, there's board games, there's everything. But I would look at the program, and there was always only one thing I was interested in at any given time. Going through the schedule for just these 2 days, every single slot, there had to be three things that just sounded so cool. And the people I've met here have been just so interesting. And every time I've met somebody, it's been like, what are the games are you doing? How can I choose between these things? I think it's just amazing that a con that's so much smaller and more intimate can yet be the one where you want to do everything.
Yeah, you know, I want to second that, and I want to give a big shout-out to you guys, you know, the guys that are running the games here, because I have had that exact experience. The biggest thing that I'm bummed about this con is the fact that I can only play in one game per slot, and there are, like, three or four games that I really would like to try to play in.
Mm-hmm. It's a hard choice to decide.
Yeah, you got to make your choices.
If you're running a game, you can't be playing in one that you can play in the same slot.
True.
This con lives and dies on the game masters. if the Game Masters didn't run anything or they didn't show out, it wouldn't be a con. I mean, it would just be us sitting in a room saying, hi. Well, I mean, we'd have a lot of beer, so I guess there'd be something.
How'd that be different than Tuesday nights?
Yeah.
Or Sunday nights.
Yeah. Right. Sir Kilt's on fire.
Yes. Yes, it is finally I, Zeke Copper Eyes. Just want to say, I've been to, as has been stated earlier, there's really three different kinds of conventions, the local, the international Gen Con, and the convention like this where everyone comes together for a very specific reason. And I've been to all three numerous times. And actually right now, I could have been at a convention 5 miles from my house and gaming with complete strangers, but locals. And paid $10. But I drove all the way down here, got a hotel room, hanging out here. I gotta say, it'd be infinitely more fun here because I know you guys. You guys are my family. I mean, some of you guys I've met once, twice, maybe half a dozen times. I can say without a doubt, with no hesitation, I would consider most of you guys family.
But yeah.
the free beer both kind of helps with the fun and with making other people feel like family.
You know, and while you're up here, Zeke, I want to personally thank you for organizing Fear the Fruit. I have eaten at least three.
This man's responsible for keeping everybody's fiber intake up over the weekend, and you should all be thankful for that.
And even besides that, I have eaten at least three bananas in a lewd manner in Pat's direction.
Yeah, there's been a lot of banana jokes going around. It's been fantastic. Thank you so much.
Yeah, actually, last night about 2 in the morning, I'm checking my pockets, just hanging out, and I find a banana in my pocket. I have no idea where it came from.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yes, I found an apple in my pocket this morning when I woke up. I really have no idea.
And it was happy to see you.
Yeah,
so your pocket was an apple bag.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, how much alcohol did you have yesterday?
Not nearly as much as I did last year. You guys really inspired me to do Fear the Fruit, and I gotta say, the enthusiasm and the support is overwhelming.
It's a lot of fruit.
Yeah, I had no idea how much support I would be getting for doing this, and we bought, what, 300 pounds of fruit?
300 pounds of fruit, yep.
And
not to be confused with Pat, a fruit, 300 pounds.
That's right.
And I just keep bringing money in, and it's just more than anything at this convention, I got to say, that's really hard to beat the excitement I had for this convention. But even more, I have the excitement of presenting what's left over and the donations I taught to the women's shelter that we I'm just so excited to be able to hand that over and say, our community came together and brought this for you guys. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, for anyone that's in the room who's not familiar with what Fear the Fruit is, I'll explain it very briefly, because most people listening to podcasts do know. It was something that was started 2 years ago by Tony Mast to try and promote gamer health by taking donations to buy pallets of food from local grocers and farmers and such. And this year, Zeke took it over, and anything that is not eaten here, not that I'm discouraging you from eating it, but anything that's not eaten here at the end of the con...
Left.
Don't say I was about to play this part out.
We wanted to help you, but we were really hungry.
All the corns and peels that you guys... So all the corns and peels you guys left behind used to contain fruit that would have gone to a women's shelter.
Yes.
Aren't you proud?
Find it amusing that they are a little uncomfortable with the idea of a strange man from out of town dropping food by a women's shelter.
Yes. Yes, it took half a dozen phone calls and numerous times on hold to finally get to someone and convince them that this wasn't some sick joke, that this was a legitimate cause.
And this is even before you show up in a kilt.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, ladies.
No.
Right.
Now, I won't go nearly as far as I could and show up in my bright orange kilt. That would be a little outrageous. But,
right. Well, Zeke, thank you again for doing that. All right,
Hi, my name's Ray. I'm actually Sotholidos on the forums, and I have a little bit of a different perspective on this because this is actually my first con ever.
Oh, really?
Yes, it is. So, all right. Thank you. Basically, to give you a bit of background, I'm from Southern California. I took about a week off of work and spent quite a bit of money just to come out here to hang out with you guys and have fun. That's how much, from all the stories I heard from the previous Fear the Cons and everything, I really did want to come out here and have fun. It sounded like an absolute blast, and I do want to thank you guys for it. It is an awesome con. It really is.
Has it been a blast?
Yes, it really has. Even though we had to restrain Pat and keep him away from the princess party.
I thought that was just the most awesome event that we had scheduled for today. I was so bummed when Dan said, no, you can't go. In fact, you really cannot go. Stay away. They told me specifically, right, keep you away.
For anyone at home, to explain princess party.
Does it need an explanation?
So did you?
Oh, hey, John finally showed up.
Dan, did you save him a tiara?
So we show up today, and we had the whole building rented out, but I guess there was a clair or something to where they had given away a lower room, which we weren't using at the time anyway, fortunately, to a party for, like, these little toddler girls. And so there's this stuff plastered all over one side of the building. It's this princess party, and it has, like, Cinderella on it. I'm like, what the hell has happened here? Pat's finally done it.
And the whole time I'm freaking out, worrying for Pat and Chris, because does 500 feet include, like, yeah, is it going to the floor? Is it? I don't know.
Unfortunately, yes, it is.
That's why you're waiting out in the car.
I have to say that as the princesses were showing up, these little girls in their princess outfits, I was looking out the window, and I'm like, oh, here comes another one. Yeah, she's, you know, cute little girl princess. All of a sudden, Wayne's wife, Sarah, charges over. She's like, cute! Slams me out of the way. And she's like, oh my God, they're so cute.
She is bright red over the cherry.
All right, so someone need to spell out what Wayne's going to be doing when he gets home tonight.
Hi, I'm Russ Baden from Role Playing Public Radio. Tom is over there.
We apparently warrant the announcer voice.
Yes, I do, yeah. Anyways, I wanted to talk about the running con games. I just ran three games here. I ran six games last year at Gen Con and a couple more at Dragon Con. I just want to mention, if you're curious about it, you should always try it at least once. It's really fun. I mean, I've had nothing but good experiences so far because you can meet new people. The worst, you know, if you have a bad game, it's a con game. You can just walk away. It's not that bad. I'd like to mention a few tips that I've found that when been running these games, maybe you guys can share whatever tips you have on running con games. For me, I found out people don't know the rules, they don't bring dice, they don't bring paper, so just explain to teach them the game, give them the dice, and hope for the
like
best.
Sounds like a typical night for me.
Yeah, exactly. And only, it's better if you run a system you know backwards and forwards. If you have to refer to the rule book, I mean, it's, you know, so I run simple systems like Call of Cthulhu or, you know, Monsters and Other Childish Things. Yeah, exactly. We don't need rules where we're going. And it can be really fun. I mean, playing with strange people you've never met before, they'll act a lot differently than the group you're used to. So you'll come up with people who come up with the craziest ideas, and you'll be stunned more than once by running these games. So I recommend running, you know, con games. But yeah.
Ross, could you give us the traffic report, the weather, and tell us what artist is up next?
Next up, we'll have the weather and the traffic girl here on Traffic Gotcha. Yeah.
I'm kind of curious for someone who has been to so many different cons. What is the biggest difference for Fear the Con versus some of these bigger ones? Because I know you're not generally part of the community, so you are right. coming from the outside.
Yeah, I was invited here by you guys. So, but yeah, it is a very different experience. I mean, Gen Con can be overwhelming. That was for me, the thing is, Gen Con is really like 12 different cons going on all at once, and you can kind of mix and match, but if you plan ahead of time and you know what you're doing, or if you, like the first time you go, you're just scouting, you're trying to figure out what the hell is going on, and then the second you're like, okay, now I know what to do.
2 hours.
Yeah. So if you know what so you can pick and choose what experiences you want. Do you want to try LARPing? Do you want to try CCGs? Do you want to try RPGs? Or do you want to try, you know, hobnob with gaming celebrities or game designers or whatnot? Yes, I know, it's exciting as it sounds. But in this, it's, you know, much, you know, everyone's been very friendly, and it's just, you know, for me, it's just been gaming nonstop. I just finished gaming, like, at one, so I haven't had much time to try anything else yet, but,
Here's my insight on gaming celebrities. Just for anyone who's you're thinking, maybe I'd want, like, to meet this guy, walk into a bathroom, look in the mirror. It's you, but famous.
That's true. I know. I recognize one game designer. He's like, oh, you're, you know, so and so. And he's like, wow, that's the first time that's ever happened. This is someone who's like been published for 20 years, and he was just like, well, you're actually doing that to me. You know, he was kind of flabbergasted at that. So, but yeah.
When we went to Gen Con, people came up. Dan and I are walking around. And some people came run up to us because we're wearing Fear the Boot shirts. And they're like, hey, where'd you get those shirts? And we're like, we put them up on our store. they're like, oh my God, you guys, can I take a picture with a cat? And we're just like, why would you want to take a picture with us?
The reverse was true, though, because when you and I saw someone who had a Fear the Boot shirt on that we did not recognize, we had to track them down. Like, where did you get that shirt? It's so cool to meet you.
Wasn't that the girl that you thought was 13 that was actually like 17?
Yes.
Yeah, you call it like a 13-year-old. Yeah. Okay.
Now that was a creep.
So you were chasing after.
It's actually Chad's Malika creep.
He was chasing after a girl that he thought was 13. Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to clarify.
Hi, I'm Joseph Rossi of Kicked in the Dice Bags fame. I'm one of the regular guests sometimes.
Yeah, Kicked in the Dice Bags guys. Got both of them here.
Yeah. If your name is Michael Mills and you're not here, you went to the wrong con. Okay, so personally, I would never go to Gen Con because it's way too big. I would rather come to this type of con because it's small. I really wanted to just play some games. And what I do is I use my local con, KublaCon, the one I go to, which is actually Noble Bear goes to. What I like to do is I like to run the games there, too. And I meet a bunch of con friends there, too. And usually I would run like a simple board game, no RPGs. And then I would personally play in the RPGs because, personally, for me to go through all the trouble of statting out characters, pre-gens, and everything like that is a little too much for me. But I hardly ever get to play any more role-playing games anymore. I hadn't played D&D in practically a year. I'm going to use this time here to just try some new stuff, play some games, run some Pandemic, because I really love that game.
That is a fun game.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I love that game.
I played that for the first time.
Has anyone here ever actually won Pandemic?
It kicks your ass every time, and it just makes you want to come back for more.
How many people here played it?
Two of us won earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like just like a 10-to-1 ratio there of hands.
Yeah, but we were playing on the easier mode, but we still won.
But still.
Yeah, true. You know, this type of con, I flew in from California, and I'm glad I did because everyone here is awesome. I mean, I get to room with Apollyon and his friend, and I got to sleep next to John, and he took my bed the first night, and it was great. I'll tell you one thing, those floors are not comfortable. I had some strange dreams from just laying there.
That was ether, not dreams. Hey, I gotta say though,
that was Scooby Doo being run in the next room.
Oh, I'm sorry. so.
One of the things I got to say, and if you're in California, of course, I realize California's kind of a big state. I don't know exactly whereabouts you are, but that puts you fairly close to Comic-Con, of course, I guess.
Comic-Con is in SoCal. I'm in near San Francisco.
Comic-Con happens in San Diego. He's near San Francisco.
Okay, so this is a pretty good haul.
Well, we're from the Midwest, so that's the same city, right?
Yeah.
It's about a 6-hour drive below me.
All right, but here's my recommendation to you, which is what I would say, is if you ever happen to be in the area of a large con, even if you don't go out of your way to attend one, I would recommend, in all seriousness, just take 30 minutes and just walk through the con simply to see it.
I have.
Have you?
Okay, so at KublaCon, it's a one single hotel. It's okay. A medium-sized con, and I've seen LARPs. I've run games there. I play Living Forgotten Realms. I do it all. The dealer rooms are great. You know, it's a great con. If you ever have a chance to go, because it's fun. Thank you.
Now serving.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hosmer, and I flew all the way from Washington, D.C. to attend this con.
Not to totally cut you off, but that blows my mind, the number of people I met from areas far outside this area. I mean, like, you know, the coast is just, it's crazy, the number of people who are not here from either in-state or right in the neighboring states.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I had a choice between one of two cons, this or Gen Con, so I decided to come here. And after eating Mrs. Hussey's Carmelitas, I think I made the right choice.
That's right.
She should put them on the forum, the recipe on the forums. But one thing that I would like to point out, and I think that Fear the Con proves, is that you don't have to be a big con or big group to do something. I have done a little mini con back home where I open up my house, and we have basically two sets of four games, each one lasting about 4 hours, one in the afternoon, one after dinner. And it's just a local community thing, but you can meet people from your local community, have games, you know, new games, different people, and it's no more than like 20 or 30 people, but you can do it. And Fear the Con, you know, it's the same general germ of the idea that just get some people together and play some games. That's all you got to do. So that's what I wanted to point out.
Well, you know what, actually, I want to, before you walk away from the mic, I want to say you're doing a great thing, because role-playing, Chad's mentioned this on the show several times, it's really weird that role-playing has this reputation of being an antisocial sort of thing, when by its very nature it's a social thing. You gather people together. And so this is an entire hobby that lives and dies on the nature and closeness of its community. Mm-hmm. And so when you are willing to open up your house and host a game day and bring in strangers, even if, I mean, how many people do you typically get?
15 to 20 people.
Okay, even if it's just 15 to 20 people, you know, you are still bringing together people who might bring a friend who's never played a game before, or maybe don't have a gaming group, but they're near, and so now they walk away with a gaming group. You are doing something to create and build that community. And so what you are doing, sir, even if it's 15 to 20 people, my hat is off to you.
So any Fear the Boot people who are out in D.C., you know, just look for me on Story Games, J. Hosmer 1, or I'll be at Camp Nerdly, which is our little get-together at Prince William Forest Park, and that's a large group of people. So,
and have you done that more than once at your home?
Yeah, three times.
And the fact that you've done that many times is a testament to the people who go there and their behavior, because, I mean, if you have to do it once and you have a bunch of show up at your, you know, and you're not going to do it again, but the fact you've done it three times, it don't invite
that. Actually, the question is it the same people that show up each time?
There are some same, but every time there's been some new people, because
I
post
on. How do you advertise it?
Story Game forums is the main part. Now that I'm on Fear the Boot forums, I'll probably also post something there when it comes around. It's usually around fall that I do it. So
that's cool.
Okay,
cool.
Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Peter. I go by Time Spike on the forums.
Oh, hey, Time Spike.
Hey, you're the
morning. I'm up here because I originally wasn't going to make this con, and then Dan was like, you know, you're 5 hours away by car. Come on down. Zeke out here found me a room, and when I got here, I played a card game that was done by Noble Bear, in which I'm one of the cards. This is an awesome community. That's why.
Hi, I'm Matt. I also go by Wizard on the forum. I flew up from Alabama.
Hi.
Hi, Matt.
You stop and look around like nobody's going to believe you.
Seriously, Alabama.
Well, I don't exactly sound like I'm from Alabama, so they might not.
Alabama?
I've met at least two other people from Alabama here this weekend, so we believe you.
Okay.
We believe that Alabamans can get out of the state. Okay.
I have to say, Wizard, I have to say, I love the boots, man.
Thanks.
Those are some kickers right there.
You hear that, Mom? They like my boots. By the way, hi. Anyway, I just want to say this is my first con. This is actually a first for a lot of me. First time I've ever been on an airplane before.
More than one of you?
He is from Alabama.
Okay, first time I've ever been on an airplane, first time I've ever gone out of the state by myself. First time I've ever been to a convention. First time I've ever played an actual tabletop role-playing game that wasn't Lone Wolf with me as a GM over the phone. Those aren't very fun.
Well, then, time out. Time out. Time out. Time out.
You say you phone in your GM?
I thought,
Wizard, there's been a first for me that just occurred. We rescued a man who went to Gen Con and didn't bother getting a hotel and camped, and then walked around the con wearing a sandwich board.
Oh, I forgot that this year.
I thought we had found the man who had hit the rock bottom of gaming. I mean, this is like, imagine you're like, this is like just driving along the road, finding some random...
It's the blind side for gaming.
Passed out in the gutter, covered in his own fecal matter, and you clean him up and bring him back into the human race. And you're telling me you've run a lone wolf game over the phone?
My brother used to run, he used to drive an 18-wheeler all across the country, and he had nothing better to do. I had nothing better to do. Okay. I had no gaming group. I had to do something.
I like that attitude.
You know what?
Yeah. I
do. Bingo. Let me tell you the good and bad out of that. The bad out of it is I was about to give you Chris a seat.
It is bad because of the abuse.
But the good out of that is that I'll have to agree with Chad. Up until that last part, I'm like, that's really weird. But at that last part, you know what? That's not really weird. That's really cool.
Yeah.
The fact that you've got a friend on the road who's such a fan of gaming, and the fact that you are a good enough friend to sit there with him on the phone and run games for him, that is absolutely awesome. So, sir.
Thanks, Dan. But yeah, I've got to say, like I said, this first time I've ever been out of the state by myself and all that, and my folks were really worried about, you know, how well I was going to get out here by my own. I've got to say, you guys have really taken care of me while I was out here. For those of you listening to this podcast who have never been to Fear the Con or any other convention before, get on their forums, go to feartheboot.com, get on their forums, come to this convention, because we are the Fear the Boot community. We take care of our family.
You know, and now suddenly I feel really bad that your ass got beat in my BattleTech game. I mean, you can
say FYI, they're all having a group hug. So
this poor guy, he played a little bit of BattleTech before, right?
But your game was the first.
Okay, he got his ass kicked. I mean, I felt so bad because he was definitely the new guy at the table. So you know, everyone definitely was helping him out and doing a great job. But man, he got beat. Worse than Dan got beat last night. So.
By me, he's in my Star Wars game in about an hour.
You know what?
And he's probably going to die. You know, as the guys who played last night.
Yeah, I was looking into it, and I don't feel bad for him because he blew the crap out of one of my tanks. So.
He did some glorious things.
Yeah. He at least did do some amazing things in my Skies of Glass game, so he has some moments to shine.
All right. Good job, man.
I'm still staring down a floor, so who's next up? All right.
I don't know how to follow that.
Figure it out fast.
Yeah, I'm Matt Bastard.
Judge 5 minutes.
Known to many as Matt the Bastard DM, and I drove 10 minutes to get here.
It's amazing.
No, it's been entirely worth it.
Now, that's 10 minutes further than I had to drive.
Yeah, It's been a wonderful con. I've been to much larger cons, and this is every bit as much fun as Gen Con or any of them that I've been to. And I don't have to walk five city blocks for food. I'd like to give a shout out to.
Actually, you don't even have to walk anywhere for food here because we've got the wonderful hostesses and waitresses that are bringing it to us.
It's amazing.
Hands up to them. Yeah. Great food and service.
Best cheeseburgers ever.
It's reasonably priced con food. That's what he said. Yeah. It's an oxymoron.
For anyone that hasn't been to Fear the Con, this is the second year that we've done this. And basically, you have the menu. You put in whatever you want. Check the box. Fold it over your chair, and they come by and pick this up and bring you the food. How cool is that?
Like most everybody else who's gotten up here, I've had a wonderful experience with everybody I've gamed with at the con, and unlike a big con, I've played all my events at Gen Con. I tend to skip all my events and buy stuff in the dealer room, and the drive home is like driving home from Vegas. I'm wondering how I'm going to pay my house payment. Anyway, yes, I've had the same basic experience as everybody else. It's a wonderful community. I'm glad I came out for the con, and I will definitely recommend it to everyone.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for coming.
My name's Vern. I drove out here from Colorado. I'm Junkerman Vern on the forums. Pretty new to that. But I got turned on to Fear the Boot from another forums that I frequent, and started listening, loved the show right away, and then I got on like just before Fear the Con 2 and heard all the fun stuff about Fear the Con 2, and I was like, you know what, I think I'm going to make Fear the Con 3 my first con. So, got everything set up, and like on my way out here, I'm just like, man, I'm meeting a whole bunch of freaking strangers that I barely met on the internet. And this is going to be interesting. And I have to say, it's been a lot of fun. So, man, if you're out there and you're thinking, man, there's no way I'm going to, this is just weird, do it, man. It's fun.
It is weird, but it is fun. Yeah,
it's a blast.
Weird in a good way.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
You have to raise that mic up a lot.
Yeah, Noble Bear, you may need to kneel. I want you to know this is the only man in my entire life, okay? And I'm gonna totally play out my geek card here because this is one of the few places I can do so safely. I went all the way back to the 2400 baud BBSs and such. I've met a lot of people in my lifetime I've only known from some kind of an online community. Hmm. And in all of the years of that and all the dozens of people, this is the only man I've walked up to and been like, you're Noble Bear. And he can attest to that because it was last year in the hotel lobby. I'm like, you're Noble Bear. whatever you picture. See, people always, I had a lot of people say, you look nothing like I expect. And everybody, for some reason, one guy finally gave me an answer. I'm like, what do you expect? I can't remember who, but somebody said, I expected you to be a Mississippi fat beard. But Noble Bear is exactly what comes to mind when you picture Noble Bear.
That was a fantastic introduction, Dan. Thank you very much.
So I'm sorry. Bring it on, next.
So who are you again?
Hi. Well, hi, I'm Noble Bear on the Fear the Boot Boards. Second highest poster.
Badge of honor. And just, the only reason the highest poster couldn't be here is because he's in London.
No, he's right freaking here.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
He's right there. He's sitting right there.
Well, actually, some people have asked about that. I said because it's a duck, he can only travel south and not west. Just two things. Well, first, in the thread that is this live conversation, I'm just going to add 50 plus ones to everything everyone said.
I want you to stop talking for about 15 seconds. You've just been suspended for spamming. Carry on again.
Well, thank you very kindly, sir. I apologize for the offense. I won't let it happen again. I got out of hand. Just everybody here is awesome, and when I come here, it's...
Oh, you're awesome.
Oh, thank you very much. But yeah, I mean, it's like there are games and they are a ton of fun, but I really have come for the people and for the interactions. That, you know, we touched down Wednesday. We started having fun Wednesday night. To me, that's when the real con experience began. And so, yeah, so I've just been eating it up, and I just want to say thanks to every one of you for sharing, you know, your joy and your enthusiasm with me and stuff. And just, yeah, it's been great.
Come on, get you in. I'm looking at it. I know
all right,
it is.
All right.
Let's get you.
Okay, here's the other thing, is that now Chris has mentioned on the podcast that he very much emphatically believes in using a GM screen. Yeah. And Chris also, in the interest of good health, believes in GMing standing up. I have found the perfect prop to accommodate both. Picked out by me, but signed by anybody I could grab who wouldn't tip their hand to you. I have this, the ultimate GMing screen for Chris.
What is that? Open it up. Let's see it. It's like it's my birthday this con. Somebody drew a f***ing balls on my GM screen.
Just to be clear, I think Julie drew that so at least he knows where they are.
That is fantastic. It's phenomenal. It's like I said, it's like my birthday, but birthday. But I mean, because I get the buffalo scrotum, actual buffalo scrotum from Mikey Mason, and now I get this incredibly awesome gift. This is fantastic. Thank you so much. I can't wait to read this. It's like I'm graduating from high school with all these signatures in here.
Thank you.
Don't hurt me. You hug me.
Oh, break him.
Thank you very much for your kind message.
All right.
I'm going to read this. You finish up this podcast.
All right, we've just got a couple of minutes left, so let's whoever's in line, let's work through you, and then we'll close this one up.
I'm Ruben. I go by Save versus DM on
yes.
the forums.
You draw things for me?
Yes, I draw and do things like that.
Or
yeah.
Graphic design things for me, I guess. Chris or Keith draws for me.
I have just one quick question. I'm trying to set up a con in Portland.
Okay.
How do you reduce costs?
You want to know the honest answer?
Yeah.
I eat a massive amount of the cost.
So just the honest answer is we don't know how to cut costs.
Let me give you some tips that will help, that things we have found over the years that help. The first of which is, of course, location, location, location. Find a location that houses about the number of people you think you can get, and don't go for things like hotels, convention centers, banquet halls, because they will tear you apart price-wise. Look at local parks, look at art centers, look at like Elks halls, things like that. You'll get a much more reasonable price out of those. The second thing is you would be surprised by the number of game publishers that are willing to provide prize support free of charge, or if you just put them, like a mention of them in the program you hand out or something like that. So don't hesitate to contact these game publishers. Tell them what you're trying to do, and oftentimes they will support you. Beyond that, the best thing you can do is this. Number one, get the best numbers you can in, because obviously if you take whatever it costs you to do it, and you try to charge an admission price that you think people will pay, the more people you bring in, the closer you get to a break-even point.
The other thing I would say, as a person who I organize all this, is find a core of people that will help you.
I've got about 8 or 9 volunteers so far.
There, you find that core of people, you cannot do this on your own. I mean, unless you're...
He's absolutely right.
Anything over a certain amount of... certain point, you'll drive yourself crazy. Maybe you'll get it done, but on the day of it, you will be so wound up and so wrapped up, you're just going to sit there and you're just going to be all pissed off all day long.
My second point, which I just did remember, that ties into the first one, is there's something, and Chris May, standing back there, has noticed me doing this several times. There is a role that I have to play at this convention, and Chad plays at this convention. A bunch of us play at this convention, which is we're here to have fun, and we do have a ton of fun, don't get me wrong. But I also understand that part of my job here is to guarantee that everybody here is okay. Because everybody here is not okay,
they ain't going to come back. And if they don't come back, I get further and further from that break-even point. And so part of the thing you got to do is be prepared to put on the best con you can, because even if it doesn't quite do well the first year, that's how you grow up by word of mouth, second year, third year, fourth year, etc. And so accept going into it. Sure, you're going to play some stuff, you're going to run some stuff, you're going to have a good time. But you make the rounds. Go table to table, make sure everybody's okay. If you get lucky enough to land something like we do with the ladies that run the kitchen, I stop down there at least once a day, and I say, are you guys okay? Are people tipping you well? Is anyone being rude to you? You know, I go up to the dealer room. I go to the elder gentleman that runs our beer thing upstairs. You know, I'm always on top of what's going on to make sure that things are going well. You get some like Time Spike who contacts me and says, I can't come. I'm like, why not? Give me a good, and if he gives me a reason I can work around, I help him work around the reason. I have to play a role here that has nothing to do with gaming or having fun. It's just, it's part of making this con successful is investing yourself in it. And people will see that. So I hope some of that was useful.
Yeah, it was very useful.
Yeah, so. The only thing I would add to that is basically figure out what the tasks you have are. Assign those out to the people you have working with you. Trust them to complete it. Give them the ability to complete it, but also do checkups. Okay. Make sure everyone's checking back in.
In case anyone's curious,
trust them.
In 3 years of running Fear the Con, the ladies in the kitchen have never had a complaint. The guys, Casey and his wife that run the dealer room have never had a complaint. And the older gentlemen that do our drinks upstairs have never had a complaint. In fact, they have told us on multiple occasions we are the nicest group they have out here ever during the year.
Wow.
Big save the balloon.
So in case you're curious, in case anyone's curious, I have never heard a single complaint from anyone.
Thanks. So. That was very helpful.
So, okay. Well, thank you, Rube. Last up, Seneca.
Hi, Seneca, also known as Analog Kid on the forums. I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee.
That was Analog Kid, not Enema Kit, in case you...
Although after your three serve shots last night, maybe it is.
No, just go to Denny's.
Okay.
You do it right.
There is anal in my forum name. I recognize that. But
so does Pat.
Love you too, Pat. I've been excited about this con since I left last year. This is, of all the cons I go to each year, this is my favorite every year. And what I've noticed, the big difference between big cons and little cons, you have it or you don't, that's furry sex.
He's absolutely right.
Yeah.
If you get to the big con, you got a lot of furry sex.
Yes.
You come to the little cons, the good cons, the furry sex.
But Chris does have a hairy buffalo scrotum.
Oh, crap. This thing's getting bigger than a
Chris. Yeah. You did mention Marsh and Bob and I were comparing back hair yesterday.
No.
Yeah. So this is a horrible...
You know
that.
You know it now, though.
Okay. All right, let's ask who won.
Who do you think? He had me on tattoos, but that's it.
So I think that is the worst possible transition for me to say this. But I also want to put a thank you out to all of our wives.
Some of us don't need our back shave.
So, in all seriousness,
you are so suave. Let me tell you, you're giving me the vapors, Wayne.
In all seriousness, though, they really did put up with a lot from us over the last couple months, and they have stepped up in many different ways to actually help with the planning and the organization of the con. And as much as this con would not happen without all of you, it would not happen without them supporting us either.
He's absolutely. I cannot. I have no idea what the other wives were doing per se, just because I wasn't.
What's your wife doing, John?
Oh. Yes, he's right. Carla did an enormous amount that enabled me to pull this off. And if she had not, I don't know if I would have made it. So let's take our last gentleman standing here, at which point we will release you guys back into the gaming wilds.
Hi, I'm Arlie, longtime lurker, longtime listener, rarely post. How I found out about you guys is I got an iPod, got, you know, Mac, started downloading different podcast gaming groups. And then, of course, you guys were on there, started listening to you guys, liked it, laughed. Then I heard about Toph Bitches. Nah, I didn't do it that
way. Where are my Toph Bitches at? I know there's a
They're out here.
Just one?
That's actually my Toph Bitch.
That said there are two more, both of which wanted to be here.
Well, the first year, I was like, oh, I should do that, and I didn't. So the next year, you guys did it again. I was like, you know, I told my wife, which, by the way, I came up here finally because she got her balls out of the purse. I grew a pair. Got to come up here.
I take it she doesn't listen to gaming podcasts.
She's right there.
Totally watching you, dude.
Your shirt versus the flames, we know why.
It's a lucky night.
Mikey, do you have a song for that? Say, how many songs do you have for this?
I can do a demo.
But then, the second year, we did the Toth Bitches and had a great time. So I met Zeke, who then starts throwing me off because meeting everybody here starts doing two names. Hell, I can't remember one name. Everybody's like telling me two names. I'm like, oh, anyway, so we start meeting up with them, and then I happen to run into Chris. I see he has the microphone, has a Fear the Boot around. I was like, no, it's Chris. I'm like, oh my God, that's one of the people from the podcast. And I'm like, should I go talk to him? And I'm like, ah, he's probably busy doing something. So I go up, Chris, nicest man that I meet, and then I meet everybody else later on. Super awesome.
Now he looks like chopped liver.
That's right. And now Chris sucks.
Oh, Chris sucks all right.
Yeah.
And that's why he's a nice man. He reminds me of my uncle. Well, then I meet up and play.
All right, let's just take a hand count.
So
all right. Rating violation. Raise your hand. Rating violation. Keep it down for leave it in.
Oh, leave it in.
Oh, I'm okay. Let's stay there. Uncle Bad Touch made it through. So. Walk it off, walk it off.
So I see him, and he's like, I'm running a Battletech game. I'm like, oh, I never played it. He's like, come up and play. So we go up in massive table. Everybody's playing. He makes me play, because I'm like, I'm more than happy just to sit back and watch, never played, don't know what to do. Had a riot. And even that's at Gen Con, which usually, like was said here, Gen Con's great. You meet some awesome people at Gen Con. You may hang out with them later on at other Gen Cons, because they're all over the world, but there's always, like Bob said, that guy. You know, there's always that guy at Gen Con, and you'll encounter him. But here, there's no that guy, which is awesome. It's made my con great. We're coming back next year, absolutely.
Incredible, yeah.
And I appreciate that.
Thanks for the coffee.
Yeah, and I was just about to say, I had to say, because this guy, he's known as the coffee guy, because I know when we first got here on Friday, I was sort of milling around talking to people. Or, I'm sorry, this was at the Wing Night on Thursday night. We were sitting around talking to people, and he, Arlo comes up to me and says hi, and I sort of say, oh, hello, and I'm like, well, what's your forum name? Because, you know, names and faces, so I'm trying to associate a name with faces. Well, I don't really post, but my name's Arlo, and I say, oh, okay. And then I sort of did a second glance, and I'm like, oh, you're the coffee guy. And he just sort of rolls his eyes because, like, yeah, I'm totally known for that. But, yeah, so that was that incident at Gen Con, and I'm glad you're here. And like what you were saying about the friendships and everything, Arlie and Trisha and I have we've done a lot of talking. In fact, I've actually picked them up from the hotel and brought them to the con on both days. And I'm glad for it because I've made a couple great friends, and I feel just honored to have two people that I think are wonderful people and are new, really good friends of mine, and a lot of others, you know, the guys that I talked to. I've made new friends this year, and that is just what's awesome. It's sort of the theme of what we talked about. It's the community, it's the family, it's the friendship. That's just awesome. I'm just honored and privileged to know all you guys. So, thank you.
I guess. That's where we'll close this out and get you guys up to your next game. So, once again, thank you all for coming out here. We actually never got to the topic that you guys picked, but. Well, come back to Fear the Con 4.
Who cares?
Fear the Con 4. We'll do it then. So.
McWarrior is ready for battle.
Yes.
Roll, play, game!
So, thank you guys for showing up. For those of you at home, thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you next time.
See ya.
This has been a production of Fear the Boot, copyright 2010. Listeners are free to use the show in a non-commercial endeavor as long as credit is provided to feartheboot.com. You can find previous episodes and other resources at feartheboot.com. Fear the Boot is also a member of the Pulp Gamer Media Network of shows. You can find other great shows in this network at pulpgamer.com.